Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, the college athletic realignment wheel continues to spin, the college athletic conference realignment wheel, although the picture is a little clearer than it was the last time we spoke with the Courier-Journal's Eric Crawford, and he is back today to talk about that and a busy sports weekend ahead. Welcome back, Eric.
It is kind of a natural segue, you know, from other planets and to talking about college sports.
Absolutely. So the University of Louisville will remain for now, I think, in the Big East after a flirtation with the Big 12, which has chosen West Virginia to be its new member, right?
That's right. Yeah, although it is a Big East in name only, the league, I guess, in the last couple of days has voted to invite new members. And over the last day or so, we've started to hear back from various schools that have begun the process of joining, including Boise State University, Southern Methodist in Dallas, University of Houston, University of Central Florida. Now we're hearing, you know, there's rumbling that Brigham Young might be interested in joining, which would give them a whole Western division out there. And I don't know what you call a conference that has, you know, the Air Force Academy in Boulder, Colorado. It's going to be far-flung, but the idea is to gather all the rest of the good football schools together in one place and thereby hold on to your status as a bowl championship series conference somehow.
So some decent teams in there, Boise State especially.
Very good teams. Boise State has been a top 10 team, you know, for several years running, and BYU is right in the hunt, and Southern Methodist and Houston are up and coming. So from a rating standpoint, maybe, you know, power rankings and things like that, they do okay.
For those not familiar with Boise State, let me mention the blue field.
Blue probably, turf. Yeah, blue turf, one of the greatest, I think, from a Las Vegas standpoint, it is the greatest home field advantage in college football. Anytime a game is played there, the odds makers give them 5 points.
What's the story behind that blue field? Do you know?
You know, I don't know how it started. I know Louisville played on it in the Humanitarian Bowl years and years ago, but I'm not sure why it's blue now. So,
oh, well.
They certainly have the money now to go green. But
yeah, sure do. That makes them unique, I guess. Well, back here in Louisville, the athletic director, Tom George, he's still keeping his options open as to whether U of L will remain in the Big East.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no question they were trying really hard to get into the Big 12. And in fact, there's kind of a perception out there that they got flanked. They were the runner-up pick when Texas Christian was chosen by the Big 12 and Texas A&M left. And somehow West Virginia kind of snuck around the corner and beat them into the league. So there's some frustration, but I also think that they realize that the next couple of years could be an opportunity for them to get themselves where they want to be in football. The program is in good shape financially, really drawing highest record revenues in right now for them. So they've got some time. They just don't want to languish too long without knowing exactly what their future is going to be.
We mentioned West Virginia. The Cardinals are visiting West Virginia, Morgantown, tomorrow against the 24th ranked, I believe, Mountaineers in the AP poll. Can the U of L pull off an upset?
Well, you know, they're heavy underdogs. They're 13, 14-point underdogs in the game. I wouldn't have thought so, but, you know, Louisville's defense this year has held everybody they've played very much in check, and they've been in under Charlie Strong. I don't think they've been blown out in any game. So they've been in every game they've played, and I expect them to play pretty tough defensively in this one. I don't think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be respectable and pretty close, and maybe they have a shot in the fourth quarter.
A little bit of an uptick. They had a big victory over Syracuse last
week. Well,
yeah,
they've won back-to-back games, and that hasn't happened in the Big East for a while. So they are. Things are looking better. Their offense is getting better. They're a really talented young team. They're just very young, painfully young, and you know, that's all that their problem is. But they'll come around, and what they hope is they can keep recruiting well, because now they're really not sure what to tell recruits about where they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Kentucky hosting Ole Miss this weekend. They're both winless in the conference. Can the Cats scare up enough wins for a bowl bid this year?
I don't know. I think they're just hoping to scare up another win somewhere and anywhere. It's fallen apart where there hasn't been bad luck. There's been bad execution. They've had injuries. They've misfired. We've got a new starting quarterback getting ready to make a debut, which is never a good thing this late in the season when it's by choice. So they've got a problem. Now, Ole Miss is one of the teams. It's the team left on their SEC schedule that they have the best chance of beating. If they win this one, they buy themselves a little time to maybe make another couple of good things happen during the season. If they lose, it's really a grim outlook for the last few weeks of the season.
Speaking of grim, Indiana 1-8 now, heading to Ohio State this weekend.
Well, and the big problem there is that they were basing a lot of hopes on their star recruit, quarterback Gunnar Kiel, a hometown hero type of guy, and now he's reconsidering whether he wants to get involved in this mess. So there's not been much good news up there. It's not unexpected, but it's just tough, you know, when they're going through it.
Well, we run out of time. I want to talk a little college basketball. You got what looked to be almost unlimited access to one of the top teams in the country. Talking, of course, about the Bellarmine Knights, who played an exhibition game at Duke last weekend. You got to follow along.
That was really fun, and certainly not something we really ever get the opportunity to do with Kentucky or Louisville, but Scott Davenport was generous, let me on the team bus, in the locker room, stayed with them in the hotel. It was fun, and you get to see, even at a lower level of college basketball, it's pretty amazing that just how the clockwork things work. They get off the plane, the meals are planned and all of that, and it kind of makes me chuckle when I hear about all of the talk now nationally about how these higher-level players are undervalued and not getting what they're worth, and I know how they live and how they're treated. So,
and then Bellarmine, the defending national champions.
Yes, they are. Two. Played at Louisville. They lost by 25 at Duke, played a close game against Louisville last night. So have a good chance to repeat. They have two returning All-Americans.
Of all these games this weekend, basketball's underway. The Breeders' Cup is this weekend. What are you doing?
I'll be in Morgantown, West Virginia. I did the Breeders' Cup last year, so Rick Bozich and I kind of trade everything off. We rotate everything. So I'm going to make the some would say perilous trip to Morgantown. I've never had any trouble there, but yeah. It should be fun.
All right, Eric Crawford from the Courier-Journal, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.